Speaking of that beautiful story, I'm going to tell you something a little bit about that story of Jesus. And you remember in Matthew 11, in verses 28 and 29, we have the words of Jesus recorded when he said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This is a pure invitation here. Jesus is inviting us. And this is one of the bases we have for extending the invitation tonight, because Jesus is the one extending the invitation to each one of us. But let me give you a little bit of the context before I wrap it up. We see in the context, beginning in verse 20, and I'm going to just mention a few words, that he's doing some woes to some of the cities of Galilee that heard him preach and that saw his signs. And he says, for example, "Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long time in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon the day of the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, another city of Galilee, whom are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day." You know, Capernaum was called like the headquarters of Jesus in Galilee. So he did a lot of mighty works in that city. In fact, they were privileged to have the Lord work there for this period of time in Capernaum and in the cities of Galilee. "But I say to you that it should be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you." And then he prays and says, "Thank you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to the babes." Notice, when we have this heart of a child and we take these important matters from Jesus in a simple way and make application in our lives and obey the commandment of the Lord, we are part of this prayer of Jesus, where he's thanking the Father. "Even so, Father, for it pleases you, it seemed you in your sight." Okay? Now I want to just make a few things here, and I'm going to wrap it up. Tonight, we're privileged to be here in the Lord's invitation. Just like Capernaum and Bethsaida and those cities of Galilee, and then some cities in Judah as well, we're privileged to hear the Lord's invitation. So it's a privilege we have tonight. There are some people who would like to respond if they had the opportunity. Some people would like to respond if they had the opportunity to hear the invitation. Okay, some will not, of course, as we know, even if they heard the invitation, but some would. But they don't have that privilege. We do. So every time we extend the invitation, we feel privileged that God is considering you important, that every week, twice a week, and as many times as we can and meet, extend the invitation to you. Okay, because we don't know whether you need to be prayed for or you have something you need to repent of, and then giving you the opportunity might make things right for you tonight. Okay? So in this context, we also have this beautiful invitation: "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You see, stress is one of the most important psychological or physical problems in today's society. It's a lot of stress. And we understand the concept of rest. When we take some rest, when we need rest, we need to take it. So Jesus is giving a rest from the stress of sin. Okay, sin causes stress, causes issues, causes problems, causes us to lose our sleep, to lose our confidence, to lose our spirituality, to lose so many things. But he's going to give us rest from that. And then what we need to do, we need to take his yoke upon us. Okay? Follow his commandments. Hear the gospel. Okay? Believe the gospel. Not only that, confess Jesus as the Son of God. You know, Jesus is the figure which is most spoken of in today's world, but is the figure which is most made little by men. Some think he's an angel, some think he's a rabbi, some think he's just a prophet, just a man. And people acknowledge Jesus, but they belittle him a lot. Okay? Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am gently and lowly in heart, and you will find rest upon your souls. Then, upon confessing his name, then repenting of those things which hurt the Father, and those things which might be bothering you that you want to put at the foot of the cross to make yourself right with God, and then being baptized for the remission of your sins. This is if you're not a Christian. But if you're a Christian, you also can do the same thing and have access to a forgiveness of sins when you confess your sins and repent of your sins. So we want to give you this opportunity tonight on behalf of Christ. Take this beautiful opportunity we have, like those cities in Galilee, and take this invitation personal. Don't mind the speaker sometimes, but it's from Jesus Christ. And if any way we can help you tonight, please do so while we stand and while we sing.